السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. My respected brothers, sisters, and elders in Islam, it's a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is continuously blessing us with opportunity to engage in the gathering of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where we can exchange goodness towards one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it in our mizan al-hasanat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us reach the night of Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. My respected brothers, yesterday we went through the Battle of Badr. Sahabas, the sacrifice that they have done for the sake of deen, for the sake of ummah, for the sake of humanity. And each and every one of us, we must try and learn a lesson that one of the main essence of, if you see Ashabul Badr, one message has been given. When Allah and Allah's Rasul command something or request something, Sahabas did not hesitate. They responded immediately. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst prioritizing Allah and Allah's command in our life, in our family life, in all our affairs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that, where we make ita'a, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, inshaAllah. My respected brothers, we are going through the blessings and the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in this world. And then we were discussing about the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by granting us children. And we discuss various circumstances that how we should interact and handle and do our part. We have a responsibility. We need to do our side and leave rest to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are discussing, the ni'mah, the blessing, the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, how we can do our part, then rest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. Then especially we went through when the children are young and they are teen, they are getting up now. Now another very important responsibility which comes upon us is that we actually teach them something for kasbul halal, where they do something that they can do a earning halal for themselves. It is a responsibility of the parents to guide them and teach them. Put into an environment where they will try to, you know, do, make something out of it which is this going to be halal. So it is our responsibility to teach them about halal and haram. That's very, very important. And then it's not such a big emphasis we should give, because like I said, it is a rizq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we just guide them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place it accordingly. But we have to put one thing in their mind. That's very important. Whatever we do, it has to be halal. If someone is going to give me millions, our children must develop a mentality. If they're not going to come and give us million or billion, if it's not halal, they're not going to touch. The offer can be whatever big it is. If they sacrifice for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up such a big door. My respected brothers, what we need is not number, we need barakah. Not number. Sometimes our numbers are big, your monthly, annual earnings are big, but end of the day you see, what have you done? You have done nothing of it. There's no happiness, there's no contentment. Right? So what is needed is barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to emphasize on earning of halal. And we need to ask them always to make that dua. That's very important dua. In the mornings, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba. Wa rizqan tayyiba. Wa amalan mutaqabbala. See, this is very important dua. After Fajr, we're supposed to read this dua. Ilman nafi'a. Wallah, beneficial knowledge. So whatever profession they are going through, it should benefit them in this world and then hereafter as well. Ilman nafi'a. Wa rizqan tayyiba. Pure rizq, which is not mixed with anything. There is no doubt in it. Wa rizqan tayyiba. And amalan mutaqabbala, accepted. Whatever amal we do, it has to be accepted. If not, what happens? We do so much of amal. If it's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no value at all. So much of salah, Quran, siyam, it has to have a value. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always for amalan mutaqabbala. And this has to be taught to our children. We need to talk to them continuously. That should be priority. Whatever they're doing, they should make istikhara and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I want halal. Because there's so many other opportunities outside where they can go and do things which is going to be not clear, doubtful, haram. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always kept a means of halal as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my earth is so wasi'ah, you go and look for this. So that's normal. Then comes in, my respected brothers, once they grow big, now we have done our part, they need to find a spouse for themselves, a partner for themselves. This is a natural need for human being. And these days, these are the some things, in this part of the world or anywhere. Now many youngsters, young men and young girls, and then parents, we all have our different thinking. All of us have a different criteria. And this is something very, very important. It's a very sensitive topic to talk to because lots of emotions are involved with it. But we need to understand where our boundaries are, what does the Sharia require from us. We as parents, we must know that, what does the Sharia require from us. Number one, once as parents we understand they have reached the age way they supposed to or they are in need of a partner, we should not delay for any other reasons. Unless any Shari'i reason, he doesn't have a financial ability or he's finding difficult to do it or she has some health condition, he has some health condition. Other than that, if you're delaying it for any other reason and you are answerable as parents. You're answerable as parents. So it is our duty, like how you see when a child is hungry, can you keep the child starving? You have food, you need to feed the child. When the child is feeling cold, can you keep the child without clothing? You cannot do that, right? Like your child is in the street, you know, child is sick, can you keep the child without, you know, taking him to the hospital? Similarly, we need to actually make him understand the responsibility, make the other person, the children when they're growing up, it is a responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placed on this earth for a purpose, objective. Many a time this young generation, they are growing up, they think, no, we want to just have fun, no, family responsibility is challenging. Of course, marriage is challenging. Marriage is challenging. But we need to encourage them the reward of it. We need to talk to them what happiness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in that. Sakina. So we need to encourage, we need to take them to ulamas who will talk to them, who will explain to them the importance of family. Because they go on, sometimes till about 30, 40, they feel, okay, I'm okay. Then they start feeling they are alone. They start struggling. Right? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the young men and said, Ya ma'ashara shabab, man istata'a minkumul ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Young men, if you have ba'ah, then ulama says one is the physical strength, other thing is the financial strength, and psychologically, emotionally you're ready, that is called ba'ah. You have istita'ah, you have ability, right? Nowadays what happens, sometimes we think it's too much. We raise our standard so high. We have rental problem, we have that problem, this problem, but life has to go on. So we need to encourage them. See, when they start life early, that's very, very important. When they start life early, this is the opportunity for them to grow together. Grow together. They learn each other. And as families, we support them. We make watawasaw bilhaq. When there is an issue, we support them. We help them. We encourage them. We counsel them. They grow together. And education or any other thing is not a hurdle or a hindrance for marriage. You can get married and still keep studying. You can still continue with your whatever career you think of it. It's not a hindrance. Sometimes we think it's a hindrance. No, we can always plan it together. Can always plan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged. Say, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawj. And then again, comes in on when it comes to marriage, there is no forcing in Islam. La ikrah. When it comes to our daughters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some responsibility to father and the wali. You know wali? Father, grandfather, father's brothers, the girl's brothers, they becomes under the category of wali. And there is lots of wisdom behind it. Lots of wisdom behind it. Because when they are young girls, they do not know how a man thinks. Sometime if you give them alone opportunity to decide certain things, they make big mistake in their life. They make big mistake in their life. So it is our responsibility, the wali, the guardians responsible to support them, to accommodate them, to see, to make right decision in their life. It is, you know, when she's a young girl or whatever it is sunnah upon the father to go and ask her consent. The time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a girl was given in marriage without the consent. She came and complained to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nullified that nikah. So consent is something important. Consent is something, but we need to educate them. We need to prioritize them. We need to give them deen. Why are you doing this? It is not just, wedding. It's not just your Instagram story or whatever it is. It's not just one, picture you take in, you sharing in Snapchat or anything. It is life. It is marriage. It is marriage. Both are, you're looking, this is something if you have to see very far. It's not, you're not only looking for partner for yourself. You are seeing mother for your children. Allahu Akbar. Then you need to see. Sometimes partner, you say, okay, nice, good for me. But is she suitable to be a mother? Then there is a question. And sometimes, he's good partner for me. But is he suitable to be dad, father for my children? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always say, anyone we're teaching, you have to choose, you have to take this decision for right reason. Not for the wealth, not for beauty, not for family, then you're not going to be blessed. But if you choose that based on her character and deen, both, both the spouses, men or women, you choose for sake of deen and sake of character, you say, okay, this man has very good character. And compatibility, very important, because human being, this is something very, very important, that we need to understand how our mind works. Men's mind work differently, women's mind work differently. When you come from different culture, different background, you have a different DNA. Different DNA. So when you are close, when their cultures, compatibility is there, sometimes it makes things easy. It makes things easy. So after teaching them to be independent, after you teach them for halal earning or whatever it is, then especially it is our parents' responsibility to encourage. And keep talking to them, encouraging them, and this decision have to be taken collectively. It's not one-sided. They alone, as they want, without the blessing of the parents, it's not going to help. Neither parents alone, without their consent or without their happiness, that's also not going to work around. So we need to see how we can, bring it together. Because if we are not happy about it, if we don't bless them, they're going to suffer. As parents, if we don't bless them, they're going to go through difficulty. Many a time, some mothers, some parents, they find difficult. They have, before even child is born, we have some dreams. Back, in India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, in all these countries, parents, we have dream. We are not getting married. They are getting married. Right? And we make some promises.
For some of our ancestors, you know, oh, later on down the line, if I have a son, I'll give to your family daughter. So these things, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have not encouraged. This is our deen have not encouraged. Our deen have encouraged something that collectively, parents and adults, children together, because they're adults, I told you, we need to treat them as adults. We need to make them understand and make decisions very correct. And before this comes in, we need to talk. The problem, what happens, many parents, they wait. They think, oh, this child is still small. But by the time they get to know, this guy is already made up his mind. Oh, this girl is already have made up her mind. Found herself someone, and then it's just going on for a long period. Because we are neglecting, we are making money, or we are something else, we are making salah and waiting. We are not really, you know. So we know, from 13, 14, 15, then they come age 16. Different children are different, remember. Their maturity level, their need is not some age. Some children, even after 18, 19, they are still childish. So you cannot compare within your own children, they will be different. So you need to study their movement. You need to study. And not in a way of investigative, you need to move with them in that way they understand. You keep it open. So you need to give them a guarantee. Anything comes up in their mind, they must be able to come and talk to us. They must be able to come and talk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to Fatima radiallahu anha, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consult. When it comes to the marriage, there are so many men came and approached for Fatima radiallahu anha. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go and study the seerah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked her. Many a time there was a negative response. When the proposal of Ali radiallahu anhu came up, she gave a positive response. Is that guy with a little bit of tummy? And she smiled. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood she has some, you know, attraction towards him. For her to tell, you know, is a guy with a little bit of tummy? You know, it's mentioned. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so. And even after marriage, they used to have lots of problems. Ali radiallahu anhu sometimes come and sleeping during the day in the masjid, rolling around, what's wrong? Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understand there's something wrong. He used to go and visit, talk to them. You know, because they are human too. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was right through involved when it comes to his daughter's marriage. He used to go, advise them, talk to them. Keep both of them. Sometimes Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, keep Ali radiallahu anhu on one side, Fatima radiallahu anhu on one side, sit in the middle and talk with them. Because we need to give them support until about 10, 12, 13, 15 years goes on and they are stable. Now they don't need much of our support. But many a time what happened, we don't get involved in a supportive way, we get involved in a dictating way. We get involved in telling, you know, you must do what I say. No, you can't do that. They're adult. They are big. You can't force things. So, but we need to do it in a way that they need to understand. They have a privacy for themselves. So before choosing, before they have something, even our daughters, they must be able to come and talk to us. They must be able to come and talk to their mothers. See, anything going around, anybody approach, like how the daughters of Shuaib alayhi salam in Madian, they're very matured. They saw Musa alayhi salam. What happened, the incident, they came and related to the father, old father. They could have kept quiet. Something abnormal happened, they came and related. Good or bad, we need to have between children and us a transparency. They must have a trust. My mom and my father will not misunderstand me, they will guide me. We don't come to conclusion. Sometimes we are hurrying. They come and talk, immediately we want to give a judgment, we want to say something. No, you listen, okay, we'll come back tomorrow. Then you have lots of thoughts comes in. You and wife can sit together and talk to each other. See, there is what is her perspective, what is your perspective. If both of you cannot come to some understanding, you can make another person from not from your immediate family, from one from outside. Because sometimes making your immediate family getting involved in your children's matter makes problem worse. Right? Because they need to interact with them. You get someone, a scholar from outside, get his third person input, then you get, because there is no emotion, is not involved. So we don't need to rush into that. And we need to always tell the children that we are there for you. We are there for you. End of the day, my respected brothers, all these are just our effort. What is going to happen is from the takdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are so many things are happening in this world? Recently, a boy passed away. He had some issues. He's about 28, 30 years old. He was not married. He was alone here. Parents were back home. He had some problem. He cut off his relationship with his parents for a long period. Parents cannot do anything. Can you do? We have limitation. You can only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the children as a blessing. Same time, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. It's a test. It's an attachment. It's a test and attachment. Allah will test. Sometime Allah will take them and Allah test us. Sometime Allah will keep them and test us. So these are something very, very important. We as parents, we have to be very much matured. Certain things when we decide, when you communicate with them, can't help it. We have a lot of emotion involved because we, from day one, Allah blessed and we raised them up. So there's a lot of love, a lot of attachment involved. Then, but we need to be very rational as well. Very rational as well. We have to see the practical part of the world. So it's very, very important. Once we have given them the purpose of life, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created, what is it? They sometime within a small period, they go out, but they come back. Don't lose hope in your children. Nuh alayhi salam, till last moment, till Allah commanded, stop making dua for him, until that he went on. So don't lose. As parents, we should never ever stop making dua for them. Sometimes they've gone astray, they are not talking to you. Keep making dua. That will definitely bring them back. The parents' dua is very, very important. And especially when it comes to marriage, you have to be very happy now. Alhamdulillah, that is our one of the final responsibility as bringing up children. And especially Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in regard to daughters, if you bring them up and find them, you know, suitable partners and give them in marriage, alhamdulillah, you have done your part. You're going to be, if you do it for three daughters, you're going to be with me in Jannah like this. Allahu Akbar. And we need to build that relationship from age 12, 13, 14. It's a different type of relationship. Until 12, it's a different type of relationship. Once they become teen, it's a different type of relationship. We need to have time to them, talk to them, see that they can come back to us and discuss things. And with sons, we have another different type. We need to able to discuss certain things. Right? My wife also used to say, when I come back home first, I sit, I talk to my son with regard to some sports first. I know he's following some sports and soccer. I will ask, oh, what happened? How much did they score? Now he opens up. He goes on, he's saying about that happened, this guy scored, okay. Now we become more comfortable. Right? Now he's comfortable. Just 5-10 minutes and then you get into the madrasa, school matters. You get into the other matters. You go in slowly. But what we do? So much, you read Quran. What happened in school? You have class. No, you can't do that. Then he doesn't want to talk to us. He will just try to avoid us. So we need to have use in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Luqman alayhi salam. He did not advise him every time. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِإِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ. There is moment, there is time, you know, when you can talk to them. You just wait for those opportunity. You wait for those moment. It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, you're having an army training, you have guys train them. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Right? So we need to understand how we build a relationship, a communication, and especially when it comes to, you know, in this part of the world, you know, if you are back home, wherever it is in India or any, they are not exposed. Now here it's a multicultural, so many communities, different people, they're exposed. And you put them in trouble. Don't blame them. You decide to migrate here. You wanted to come here. You wanted a better life here. And you make them grow up here. Now they start thinking like Canadian, you have a problem now. You send them to the local school. They went and studied all that. Now what you want to think them, you want them to think as back home as you think? No, it's not going to happen. Their DNA is changed. Their thinking pattern has changed. So we need to understand how we go that, how we keep the house environment, but that cultural, our religious, our faith factor, if it is practiced at home, if they have that environment, inshallah, wherever they go, they will know our feelings, they will know our emotion. If you don't give the taste of it, if they don't feel that at home, if they don't feel that, they don't come to community, they don't sit with your own people, they will not understand. Many of them don't even know our native language. Down the line, they don't talk at home. You make sure you speak your local language at your house. Don't need to speak to them in English. Let them speak English. They will learn English. You don't need to teach them English. You teach them the deen. You teach them your tradition. You teach them your culture, because in school, they're not going to teach. If you don't do that, what happens? They're not going to learn anywhere. So it is our responsibility. They understand that. So, and then end of the day, my respected brothers, it is one of the biggest challenges in their life. Whether you choose a partner for them or they choose a partner for themselves, it is a gamble. It's a gamble. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two daughters, marriage didn't work out. They had problem. Abu Lahab's children divorced. Then both of them never got married. One daughter got married to Uthman radiallahu anhu. After she passed away, the next daughter again got married to Uthman radiallahu anhu. They stayed. So in family, having divorce cases is something we don't like it, but that's sometimes the reality we have to face it. Own daughters of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Own daughters. And then he had another problem. When it comes to only Fatima radiallahu anha's marriage, they had different challenges, but there was no separation. The elder daughter Zainab radiallahu anha, the husband wasn't Muslim for a longer period. After the Battle of Badr, they were separated. And again, husband came back, you know, became Muslim, and then they remarried. So it is challenge on its own. Life is not going to be same as for everyone. So we don't need to say that is end of the world. We hope for good. We hope for good. But we need to always understand when it comes to our children, it is a challenging for themselves. So at this moment in this world is going to a situation where they are not encouraging marriage. Remember that. World is going to a situation where they are not encouraging marriage. They say, you live together, you want whatever it is. That is just why. You know, youngsters, they talk about it. They say, okay, if you're hungry, you can go to the shop and buy a bread and eat. Why you buy a bakery? This is their ask. You want bread? You go to the shop, buy the bread and eat. Why you buy a bakery and run a bakery? It's a problem for you. This is what they talk about. This is what has been put into their mind. They don't understand the blessing. They don't understand the happiness. They don't understand the contentment. They don't understand what the benefit Allah is going to grant them in this world and hereafter. Once they become older, what's going to happen to them? How it's going to benefit? As human, Allah have designed us to go through this life. They don't understand because different ideologies have been pressurized through them. Allahu Akbar. And they're trying to push justification about different third gender into the world. They're trying to justify it. And they're trying to justify within the Islam as well. Normalize it. All these social media things are going on. The guy is fasting, but he's talking about something else. He's doing everything. He's making salah and everything, but he's having a very haram relationship. Allahu Akbar. And foundation, my respected brothers, we should not play. Foundation of our deen is marriage. There is five main objective maqasid. Hifluddin, protection of religion. Hiflul mal, protection of our wealth. Hiflul nasl, protection of our progeny. This comes in. Hiflul aql, protection of our intellect. And hiflul nafs, protection of our soul, nafs. So these are the main five objectives of Sharia. If the institution of marriage is not protected, deen will not be protected. Deen is protected through that. Humanity will be not protected. A person's sanctity will not be protected. And wealth will not be protected. Remember, whatever you earn, you need to have a family that will be protected. If not, it will be wasted. So we need to encourage and we need to talk to our young men from a younger age itself. You know, younger age. For Battle of Badr, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided who is adult and who is a minor, it's the 14 years old. Right? So once 13, 14, they already start thinking, we treat them as adult. Usama radiallahu anhu, young, below 20, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him, what? A leader of an expedition and sent him. They were given responsibility. They need to be given responsibility in the company of elders. Company of elders. Elders must sit to them, guide them, advise them, but they need to take decisions. This is how you make changes in life. This is how you put it on. So my respected brother, children are amana. Every time when they are young, we have a different approach with them. When they are teen, we have a different approach with them. When they are right age for them to get married, then it's a different approach. Sometimes some boys or some girls, they do not have, it's a very rare case, they do not have a need for marriage. That's why Sharia says, who has man ihtaja, who has need. Some people in nature, they don't have a need. When they don't have a need, you don't force it. We need to understand, we need to talk to them, we can understand while we are going through it, you know, keep it open things, then we understand. But that is 0% one case, you know, 0% one. But in majority, 99.9% case will be, is it general that everyone is in need of a partner, they are in need of a spouse, they need a life partner, they need to establish, and we need to talk to them. And actually, our ulamas and elders have a responsibility. This young youth program, we do not just talking to them and going. We add these values to them. We take, you know, young adults to a side, we have a very close discussion about these things. We are talking to them because they can open up. They can open up, they can talk, they can ask questions. These are very important. Similarly, we have sisters program for that reason. They need to consult and sit with the, you know, experienced elderly sisters and talk to them about life, about marriage, because what you look at in social media, that's all fantasy. That's not true life. It's all fantasy. So they need to understand the real life, how they can understand and go in partnership. This is a partnership. What is their role? What is the role of a man? What is the role of a woman? How can we form a family? And how can we help each other? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the understanding and tawfiq that, you know, we do our best part. I want to tell you one thing. You know, when I was 21 years, when my father actually forced me to get married. Actually forced me. At that time, I was a bit annoyed. I was in a university, I was studying, he said, you're not going back to university if you don't do the akhid. Right? Then Allah, you know, made istikhara, spoke to people, got married. You know, now 10, 15, 17 years down the line, every day I make dua. My father did the right decision. He encouraged. Sometimes we all let them take. No, sometimes you need to press a little harder to them. They make little decision. You know, that's not too much of pressure. You need to tell them. Sometimes they are not think for themselves. Make a right decision for themselves. You put that part of it. Alhamdulillah, I am, you know, still young, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just giving this as an example. Different people's life, different. This is not an ideal thing Allah has put on me. But there are blessings when you get married in young. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that, ya ma'ashara shabab, get married in young. You are protected. You have been focused. Your life grows. If not, what happened? Not protected. What happened? What they do? Whatever money they earn, they're buying cars and phones. Cars and phones. Every new phone comes, is $2,000, $3,000 they keep. But if they're married, alhamdulillah, they have better things to do with that. They have better things to do with that. So it's very, very important. We encourage our youngsters to get married young. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely put barakah. This is the dua. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu lak. Allah make barakah in their life and make their union khair. And we, all of us as a community, as parents, we have responsibility to make dua and we need to encourage. And Quran says, ankihu. Quran commands, say, you get married, give others in get married, in marriage. Give others. Yughnihimullahu min fadli. And helping people to get married, youngsters, it is one of the greatest reward, one of the biggest sadaqah. Because in Arab world, now they have a project, Amal Khairiyah. It's special project what? people donate because the mahar is very high in Arab world. So young man, if he wants to gather the mahar, he becomes 31 years old. Mahar is very high. So families, the organization, foundations are coming up, helping a young man with mahar, giving him mahar. Go, you get married. Because to protect. So we need to encourage them, help them. Here, alhamdulillah, mahar is not so big of an issue. So, you know, we have cultural and other issues. Mahar is not a big issue. But the other mahar is a big issue. You need to pay big mahar. That's their culture. So we need to understand. We need to help our younger generation getting married. Help them if you can. Help setting up independent. Keep them a little bit in your house for a while. And then send them. Parents, we need to help them and support them to do that. Through that, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them, and Allah will bless us, and Allah will bless our community. Definitely there is a lot of khair and barakah in nikah. There is a lot of khair and barakah in marriage, but there is lots of, you know, adab, and there is lots of difficulty. Community will face lots of masahib if our young children goes around and zina becomes public. May Allah protect us. If zina becomes easy and nikah becomes difficult, then we need to expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our young generation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah give them, grant all our children, you know, suitable partners in their life, that they're going to be happy and Allah's going to have barakah in their life, and they're going to be successful in this world and hereafter. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.